姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主在过往的这一个周末两次的福音聚会中有一些弟兄姊妹朋友们他们心转向主。
We thank the Lord. Last weekend we had two gospel meetings, and through these meetings, there were brothers and sisters and friends who turned their hearts back to the Lord.
我们感谢主，这个福音不仅是感动我们的心。
We thank the Lord that this gospel not only moves our hearts.
福音的背后还有真理。
But behind the gospel there is truth.
因为真理是不改变的。
Because truth never changes.
我们唯有对真理有认识，我们基督徒往后的生活才能够走得稳健。
Only when we come to know the truth can we walk a very firm and stable life.
真理是一个客观的事实，当我们把我们信心摆上去的时候，能够带进我们主观的经历。
Truth is an objective fact, and only when we come to know it can it bring us into subjective experience.
真理也让我们能够得着自由。
And truth also allows us to have freedom.
因为我们常常来到主跟前的时候，我们会带着一些我们自己过往的一些的习惯跟观念。
Often when we come before the Lord, we come with our own habits and our own opinions.
可是主的话语，他的真理能够把我们从这些的捆绑中能够释放出来。
But God's words can set us free from all these things.
所以有一个弟兄他做一个比喻。
And so a brother has given this analogy.
如果基督徒的生活走的时候呢，是跟着他自己的经验，跟着他自己情感的话。
If a Christian walks according to his own emotions and previous experience.
他这个走的脚步就起起伏伏的，很容易就跌倒。
His steps will be up and down and very easily tripped.
可是如果是跟着真理走的话，
But if he walks according to truth,
他的道路就能够走得直走的。
Then his path will be straight.
所以今天早上弟兄们安排我和大家交通关于福音的真理。
So this morning the brothers have assigned for me to share the basic truth.
我们愿意就着基督的宝血这个题目和大家有点分享和交通。
And so we would like to have some sharing regarding the precious blood of Christ.
我想这不仅仅是为着刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹们。
This is not only for those who just believed in the Lord.
对我们信主有些年日的也在弟兄姊妹们在我们里面也从一个提醒。
But also a reminder for those who have been in the Lord for some years.
让我们在主所赏赐给我们的恩典所做成的这个救赎的里面，我们能够更多的经历这个时机，享受他的祝福。
So we can continue to enjoy and to know more of his grace.
我们好不好开始的时候，我们读一些的经文。
Shall we have some reading of the scripture?
第一节的经文是在利未记。
The first passage is in the book of Leviticus.
利未记第十七章十一节。
Chapter 17, verse 11.
旧约利未记十七章十一节。
In the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 11.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪。因为血里有生命，所以能赎罪。那第二段的经文是在希伯来书第九章。
Secondly, the book of Hebrews, chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22.
按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。好，我们再来读以弗所书一章七节。
Shall we look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7?
以弗所书一章七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。好，我们接下来读约翰一书。
Next, let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书一章七节。
First John chapter 1 verse 7。
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们接下来读罗马书第五章。
Next, the book of Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章第九节。
Romans 5, verse 9.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。接下来我们读哥罗西书一章。
Next, Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书一章二十节。
Colossians 1 verse 20.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。我们今天早上的这个读经要稍微多一点，请弟兄姊妹稍微忍耐一下。
Please have some patience. We're going to read some further passages of scripture.
接下来是以弗所书第二章。
Next, Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第十三节。
Ephesians 2 verse 13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。我们接下来读启示录第五章。
Next, the book of Revelation chapter
5. 新约圣经里面最后一卷书。
The very last book of the New Testament.
我们读第九节。
Verse 9.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归与神。我们再读彼得前书第一章。
Let's also turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第十八节到第十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 18 through 19.
知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。我们最后读启示录第十二章。
And lastly, Revelation chapter 2.Chapter 12.
启示录第十二章第十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。好，我们刚才所读的这些的经文让我们看见有一个主题是讲到基督的血。
From all of the passages that we just read, we see that the topic is regarding the blood of Christ.
有时候在我们还没信主之前，我们觉得好像基督徒的信仰是血淋淋的。
Sometimes, before we came to know the Lord, we feel like oftentimes the things that Christians talk about seem very mysterious.
可是我们看见从圣经的经所发表的意念来看，这个基督的宝血所指的乃是基督在十字架上的死。
But then the thought that is in the Bible regarding the blood of Christ has to do with his death.
讲到基督在十字架上所成就的救赎。
It speaks of what Christ accomplished on the cross.
也许我们第一个问题要问的，为什么要流血？
The first question we may ask is why does there need to be the shedding of blood?
刚刚我们在旧约里面这个利未记里面看见。
And so in the Old Testament we see from Leviticus.
因为生命是在血的里面。
We see that life is in the blood.
在希伯来书里面看见
In Hebrews we see
若不流血就不得赦免
Without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness
我们看见这个流血的背后是讲到一个生命的丧失
Behind the shedding of blood we see that life has been given up
而这个生命的丧失这个流血的意义乃是为着解决罪的问题
And the sacrifice of life and shedding of blood has to do with the forgiveness of our sins
是为着神公义的要求
It is for the righteous requirement of God
为着刚信主的弟兄姊妹，我们就着这个罪，从圣经的意念里面有一点点的交通。
For the new believers, we would like to have some sharing regarding sin from the perspective of the Bible.
我们知道从神的话语里面看见罪有两方面。
From God's words, we see that there are two different forms or two sides of sin.
一个讲的叫讲到叫我们的罪性。
First is the sinful nature.
讲到是罪是一个性质。
That it is a characteristic or nature to sin.
是最早人这个先祖亚当他里面一个悖逆向着神的一个悖逆的一个性质。
And we see that this came originated from Adam, that there is now this nature to sin.
我们还没信主之前，我们都是亚当的后裔。
Before we became Christians, we were all descendants of Adam.
所以这个抵挡神、悖逆神的这个性质都在我们的里面。
So this rebellious nature against God and this nature to sin is all already in us.
所以我们生就生在这个性质的当中。
And so when we were born into this nature.
因着这个性质呢，因为这个性质呢，使得我们与神之间分开了。
Because of this nature, we are now distanced from God.
有时候我们常常喜欢问那个福音朋友一个问题。
Oftentimes, we would like to ask our gospel friends this question.
因为福音朋友一听到这个基督徒讲到罪人呢，就有时候不是很容易接受。
Because for non-believers, when they hear about Christians speaking of sin, it's very difficult to accept.
那我想我今天也问弟兄姊妹这个问题。
And so today I'd like to ask brothers and sisters the same question.
实际上我们刚才已经把答案先讲了。
And of course we did already say the answer.
这问题是说我们要犯几项罪让我们成为罪人。
The question is, how many sins must you commit for you to become a sinner?
我记得我最早听到这个问题的时候，我说：“哎，最小的数字是一啊。”
When I first heard this question, I thought, "Well, the smallest number is one."
这是，其实弟兄姊妹，我们生出来就是罪人。
But brothers and sisters, before as we were born sinners.
罪是在我们里面的一个性质。
Sin is a nature inside of us.
因为我们生出来是罪人，所以我们会犯罪。
Because we were born as sinners, therefore we sin.
就好像一颗。那个苹果树一样
Just like an apple tree.
它还没有结果子之前呢，它就是一个苹果树。
Before it bore fruit, it is an apple tree.
它结了果子，看一下，结了苹果出来以后呢，不过证明它就是一个苹果树。
Once the fruit, the apple is grown, then it says that it is truly an apple tree.
我们这个因着我们这个罪人罪性所行出来这个罪行呢，不过证明我们是罪人。
And so the sin that comes out of us, it only testifies to the fact that we indeed are sinners.
不过最少我们看见，从主的话语里面看见，我们人是生在罪中。
And so for us sinners, we are born into sin.
而这个罪是在我们人性的里面。
And the sin is inside of our own nature.
那第二面就讲到这个外面所显出来的情况。
And so the second aspect speaks of the condition of us, of men.
苹果要结苹果了，苹果树要结苹果了。
An apple tree will bear apples.
这个我们因着里面这样的性情呢，所以我们外面就会有一些的表现。
Because sin is our nature, we will have some form of outward expression.
因为我们离开了神，我们变得以自我为中心。
Because we are distanced from God, now we are self-centered.
所以我们里面就会有一些自私的想法。
And so we have some selfish thoughts.
所以我们外面就会有一些自私的表现。
And so we have some selfish expressions.
什么都是我我我。
Everything is me me me.
不小心踩到别人的脚，我们还怪他叫得太大声。
And so if we accidentally step on somebody else, we blame them for yelling out too loud.
这不过是我们里面这个性情外面一个表现而已。
And this is only an expression of the nature that is within us.
所以我们是身在我们还没信主之前，我们是身在罪里，而我们所显出来的是一个得罪神、得罪人的一个光景。
And so before we became Christians, the nature only expressed that nature that is against God.
而这个罪在神的跟前要是在我们身上是有一个果子出来。
And that sin inside of us only bears a certain type of fruit.
在罗马书第六章里面讲说罪的工价就是死。
And so in Romans chapter 6, it says that the wages of sin is death.
所以我们生在罪中，我们活在罪中，那最后有一个结局就是死。
Because we were born in sin and we live in sin, the result of that is death.
死也是在我们当中成为我们是生在罪里面的一个证明。
And so that death is also a testimony of who we are.
并且这个罪是在神的公义之下是要接受审判。
And that death under God's righteous judgment will be judged.
我们感谢我们的主，他在十字架上为我们所成功的救恩。
We thank the Lord for what He has accomplished for us on that cross.
他在十字架上所成功的救赎，解决了我们的罪这两方面的情况。
The redemptive work upon that cross has saved us from these two aspects of sin.
他的十字架对付我们这个会犯罪的这个天性，这个旧人。
That cross has dealt with the sin and the sinful person that we are.
而他的死，他的血。
His death and His blood.
要对付我们这个外面所行出来的这一些的行为
deals with the sinful expressions
不仅是在我们的心思里面
not only in our thoughts
也是在我们的言行举止当中
but also in our actions
因为我们所做所行的很多时候我们可以看见我们得罪了人可是我们却不知道这些罪最直接的是得罪了神
oftentimes we may see that there is a result we hurt other people because of our sin but we do not realize that sin directly hurts our Lord
而基督的血要对付，要解决我们这个罪行的问题。
And so the precious blood of Christ deals with our sins.
在旧约里面有一个图画。
In the Old Testament, there is a picture.
在讲到说，因为像我们的弟兄刚才在领事里面就提到说，人里面会对罪会有时候，甚至在没信主之前，我们对罪有时候会有一点的感觉。
Just like our brother who led the song said that sometimes when we sin, we may have this feeling inside of us.
所以我们觉得我们试着要做些什么。
That we need to try to do something.
在旧约里面有一幅图画。
In the Old Testament, there is this picture.
这边讲到赎罪祭。
It talks about the sin offering.
这个是神对他百姓的一个要求。如果你犯了罪，得罪了神。
This is a requirement that God has of His people, that if you sin against God,
你就牵一头牛
then you need to bring a bull,
或带一只羊
or a lamb,
公的或母的
a male or female,
或者羊羔
or a small lamb,
你就带到神的祭坛跟前
and you need to bring it before the altar of God,
然后你就要把手摆在那个牲畜的头上
you need to place your hand upon that, the head of the animal.
这个摆在头上是什么意思呢？就讲到说我这个犯罪的人啊，我把我这个罪归给他了。
What does it mean to place your hand on the head of the animal? That means the sin that is on me is now upon this animal.
然后这一个呢，就成为我这个罪的一个代赎。
And so this animal now becomes a substitute or the representation of that sin.
然后他要为我受死。
And he will die for me.
我这个该死的，却让这一个不该死的为我死。
And now, even though I should die, the one that should not have to die now dies in the place of me.
这个是献祭的意义。
And this is the meaning of a sacrifice.
当一个不该死的为着因犯罪而该死的死了。
One that should not have to die now dies in the place of the one that needs to die.
神看见这个所洒出来的血，神的公义的要求就得着满足。
God sees the blood that is spilt and His righteous requirement is now satisfied.
可是在旧约这个是不完全的。
But in the Old Testament, this is not yet complete.
这个是每当人犯罪的时候，人就要在神的跟前这么行。
Every time man sins, he needs to do this.
这行了这一次以后，我们知道神的愤怒止息了，我心里面的良心就稍微得着平息了。
Now that this act has been done, God's righteous requirement has been satisfied, now I have peace for a little while.
下次我犯罪，我又要再牵一头牛。
But next time I sin, I need to bring another bull.
所以我们就这样反复的做。
And so this is a cycle, keeps going.
可是在新约里面却看见耶稣基督是那一个完全的祭。
But in the New Testament, we see that Christ is the complete sacrifice.
我们知道，我们刚才已经提到说，这一个我们人是因着罪，所以罪的工价就是死。
Now we just said that because sin is now in men, and sin, the result of sin is death.
可是，在历史上面有一个人，他从来没有犯过罪。
But in history, there is one man that has never sinned.
所有的人都应该得着这个罪的工价，可是只有一个人，他不该死，他也不必死。
Every person who has sinned must bear the responsibility or the punishment, but now there is one person who does not need to die.
这一位就是耶稣基督。
And that person is Jesus Christ.
他乃是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他里面的生命是圣洁的，他里面是没有任何罪的影子。
His life is completely pure, and there is not even a shadow of sin in him.
圣经里面讲到说，他甚至不知道什么叫做罪。
He does not even know what sin is.
而他在地上33.5年的时间。
And for his life on earth, 33.5 years.
他的生活是遵循神的旨意。
His life was to carry out the commandment of God.
他的生活能够讨神的喜悦。
And his life pleased God.
唯有这样子的神，他在神的跟前成为这一个完全的祭。
And so before God, He is that perfect sacrifice.
唯有这个完全的生命才能够为你为我赎罪。
Only that perfect life can be the substitute for your sin and mine.
如果我举个例子，如果我这个人如果好像信心稍微不是信心了，爱心稍微多一点。
For example, if me as a person, if I have a little bit more love.
我说我愿意为你死。
And I say I'm willing to die for you.
可是就算我死了，我在神的跟前，我只不过得着我该得那一份而已。
But after I die, then before God, I still receive my own just punishment from God.
因为我也是罪人，我的死在神的跟前是我当得的那一份。
Because I am also a sinner, and so my death is only right before God.
可是唯有耶稣基督，他是在神的跟前，是那无瑕无疵神的羔羊。
But because our Lord Jesus is the pure and spotless, blameless Lamb of God,
他不该死，他也不必死。
He does not deserve death, and he does not need to die.
可是他这个不该死的，为着你我该死的人死了。
But he who does not need to die died in the place of you and me.
使得神公义的要求能够得着满足。
So God's righteous requirement may be satisfied.
当耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候
When the Lord Jesus died upon the cross,
他所流出的宝血是献在神的跟前
The blood that he shed was placed before the Father.
他让神的怒气能够从凡在这宝血遮盖之下的人身上过去
And so because of his shedding of his blood, the wrath of God was passed over all of us.
在旧约里面又看到一幅图画。
And so in the Old Testament, we see another picture.
我们知道在以色列人他们在出埃及之前他们碰到了一个击杀长子的神赐给这个埃及人的一个灾。
The Israelites, when they were still in Egypt, before they left Egypt, there was a very great plague.
因为知道在那个时候神要求埃及王法老要把以色列人从他所为奴之地要释放出来，可是法老王不愿意。
At that time, God wanted to save His people out of the control of Pharaoh, but Pharaoh did not let the Israelites go.
所以呢，神借着摩西呢，就降下十灾。
And so through Moses, God He had 10 plagues upon the Egyptian people.
最后一个灾呢，就是这个击杀长子之灾。
And so the last plague was the plague of the firstborn sons.
那神对于这个以色列人他的百姓说，你要保全性命呢，你就应该这么做。
And so God told His people that if you want to save the life of your firstborn sons, you must do this.
你要带一个一岁的没有瑕疵的羊羔，你要宰杀。
You must take a 1 year unblemished pure lamb and kill it.
然后宰了以后呢，这个血啊，要涂在你外面那个门框跟门楣上面。
And with its blood, you must paint it on the door, posts and frame of your house.
那之后呢，那一天晚上，那个击杀长子那个天使从这边过去的时候，他只要看见那个门框门楣上面有血，他就从这边过了去。
And so when the angel of death passes by the house, and if he sees the blood that is on the door post and door frame, he will pass over and not do anything.
如果没有的话呢，神的那个审判就临到了一家。
Without that blood, then God's judgment will come upon that house.
所以我们看见这个血是给神看的。
And so we see that this blood is for God to see.
可是这个血所带来的祝福跟功效是给在这个血遮盖之下的人。
But the benefit and effect of this blood is for the people who are living in that house.
只要在这个血遮盖之下就能够保全生命。
All those who are covered by that blood will retain their life.
家弟兄姊妹，这就是我们在新约里面耶稣基督这个完全的祭物他所流的血为我们所带来的果效。
And so for us in the New Testament time, that this is the benefit and the result of the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
当耶稣基督他为我们死在十字架上的时候
When the Lord died upon the cross for us,
这一个没有瑕疵神的羔羊
The pure and spotless Lamb of God,
他为你为我的罪而死
He died for your sin and mine,
他把他自己的血摆在神的跟前
He placed his own blood before the Father,
满足神公义的要求
and satisfied the righteous requirement of God.
而这个血所带来的功效是我们这一般凭着信心相信接受的人。
And the benefit of that blood is for us who believe in him and accept him.
凡在这个血上面能够得着这个祝福的人，神的愤怒和审判就从他身上过去。
And so God's righteous wrath and judgment will pass over us if he sees that blood covering us.
那我想接下来我们看见我们既然已经是在血的遮盖之下
So now we see that since we are covered by his precious blood
我们要看基督的血在我们身上所带来的祝福还在我们身上所有的工作
We need to see the work as well as the blessing of his blood in our lives
我想最少有五方面
And so at the very least there are five different aspects
第一个是赦免
First is forgiveness
在以弗所书我们刚读过的讲到说我们借着爱子的血我们过犯得着赦免。
In Ephesians, we just read that through the beloved Son of God, through His blood, we have forgiveness of our trespasses.
我们每有一个得罪神、得罪人的光景。
We have a condition where we have sinned against God and men.
在神的那边有一个清清楚楚的记录。
And so there is a very clear record in front of God.
所以在马太福音第十八章里面讲到说有一个王啊他在那边好像在一些的仆人在他跟前有一些的欠的债
In Matthew chapter 18 there speaks of a king and he has several subjects people who are indebted to him
弟兄姊妹当我们一有什么心中思想意念有什么得罪神的地方实际上在神那边有一个清清楚楚的记录
Every time we sin against God there is a record that is in front of him
可是我们感谢主因着他耶稣基督的宝血使得我们能够在神跟前这个得着神的这件事情上面我们能够得着赦免
But we thank the Lord that through his blood we have forgiveness
因着得着赦免我们里面有一个赦罪的平安
Because we have forgiveness now we have peace
这一个赦罪的平安不是因为我们自己有什么好行为不是一些什么外面宗教的情操
This peace is not because we are of any good or that we have done anything to deserve it
而是看见耶稣基督他自己成功的救赎
But we see the redemptive work of our Lord
第二方面耶稣基督在我们身上所带给我们的恩典是洗净我们一切的罪
Secondly, the second grace that is through the precious blood is the cleansing work
约翰福音一书一章七节
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 7
他说神儿子耶稣基督的血洗净我们一切的罪
It says that the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin
当我们得罪神的地方不仅因着耶稣基督的宝血我们能够得着赦免
When we sin against God not only are we forgiven
我们里面能够得着赦罪的平安
But we can also gain peace
并且他能够洗净我们一切的罪
And he also cleanses us from all sins
这边讲的一切的罪有一个英文译版的翻译里面讲的说是每一项的罪
And so in English it says it cleanses us from every single or all sin
好像不是一个含糊笼统的那个抹这边有一些的罪污抹布随便一抹就算
And it's not a cleansing in general that we just wipe it away
而这边有一个污点好像有一个有洁癖人就在那边仔细看看了以后再好好仔细把它擦掉
But that every single spot and every single speck is cleansed away
每一个罪在神的跟前因着耶稣基督的宝血能够得以洗净
Every single sin is cleansed by the precious blood of our Lord
使得我们在神的跟前能够干干净净的，他看着我们因着耶稣基督的血，好像我们是从来没有犯过罪的。
And so in the eyes of God, because of the precious blood, it is as if we have never sinned at all.
我们感谢主，我们不仅我们在主的跟前得着赦免，并且我们的罪污也能够得着洗净。
We thank the Lord that not only are we forgiven before God, but we are also cleansed.
很多时候我们人呢，常常赦免容易一点，忘记不太容易。
For us, oftentimes when we think about forgiving, it seems like it's okay, it's easy, but forgetting is not so easy.
Yeah, 如果我们刚才领诗的弟兄不小心踩到我的脚。
If the brother who just led the hymns, if he accidentally stepped on my foot.
我知道他不是故意的，所以我就忍痛赦免他。
I know that it was not intentional, so I'll bear the pain and forgive him.
可是下次我看见他的时候，我还是记得他以前踩过我的脚。
But next time I see him, I'll remember that he stepped on me.
因为人的智慧不完全。
Because our wisdom is incomplete.
我们常常是要忘记的，我们忘不掉。
We want to forget, but we cannot.
我们常常应该记得，我们好像又记不太起来。
And the things that we ought to remember, it seems like we can't really remember it.
可是我们感谢我们的神，因为他是一个全智的神。
But we thank our Lord and God because he is a complete God.
他不仅赦免，他也忘记。
Not only did he forgive, he also forgets.
因着耶稣基督的宝血，他看见了，他赦免我们的罪，也因着耶稣基督的宝血把我们洗干净以后，在他那边就再也没有记录。
Every time he sees the precious blood of our Lord, it is as if he has completely cleansed away and there's no more record of that sin that was there.
第三个方面，这个耶稣基督的宝血使得我们能够在神的跟前称义。
Thirdly, there is also justification through the blood.
这个罗马书第五章讲说，我们是借着基督的血得以称义。
Romans 5:9 says that now through his blood we are now justified.
这个义啊，就是对的意思。
Justified means that now you are right.
我们原本是在罪中，我们原本在神的跟前是一个错的人。
Originally, because of sin, before God, we were a wrong person.
不仅我们思想里面向神是不对的，我们做出来的也不能讨神的喜悦。
Not only are thoughts wrong, but also the things that we do outwardly are also displeasing to him.
所以基督的血好像消极的一面是对付我们的一个错的那一部分。
And so the negative aspect is that the sin, that the precious blood deals with our sins.
而积极的一面呢，借着耶稣基督的血使我们在神的跟前成为称义，就成为一个对的，站在一个对的地位。
But on the positive aspect, now the blood allows us to stand on the right position before God.
我们如今站在神的跟前，我们是神所认可的。
Now we are accepted and right before Him.
我们是神所赞同的。
And now He, accepts us.
而这是因着耶稣基督他在十字架上所成功的救赎。
And this is through the redemptive work of our Lord on the cross.
有一个基督徒，他跟一个有其他宗教信仰的教徒在信仰上面有些讨论。
There was this Christian who had a discussion with some other people who believed in other religions.
这个其他宗教信徒说，我们应该要怎么样做好事使得我们能够达到什么样的光景。
There was one person who said that I must do all these good things, so that I could gain to such a good condition.
这基督徒后来跟他这个讨论，最后得出一个结论。
And so the Christian, after much discussion, came to this conclusion.
这个也许用英文讲稍微比较合适一点。我先用英文讲，然后试着用中文。
Perhaps I'll use English to describe it first.
他说你们所信的是Do.
What you believe in is that you must do.
我所信的是 done.
But what I believe is what has been done.
所以是说你所信的是你要努力去做。
First off, that what you believe in is that you must do something with your effort.
而我所信的呢是这一切都已经做成了。
But what I believe in has already been done.
我们感谢主，我们能够来到神的跟前，站在一个对的地位，是因为耶稣基督在十字架上所成功的救赎。
We thank the Lord that we can now stand upon a position that is right before God because of what He has done.
因着我们已经得了一个对的地位。
Because now we have this right position.
我们与神之间这一个关系就能够得以和好。
Now we have a good relationship before Him.
我们知道当初神造人的时候，他盼望人与他之间有一个亲密生命连结的关系。
When God first created men, He wanted to have a very intimate and close relationship with us.
这是一个最亲密的关系。
This is a very intimate relationship.
可是罪在中间做一个破坏的工作。
But sin had destroyed this relationship.
因着人的悖逆，因着罪的进入，使得人与神分开了。
Because of sin and because we have fallen, now we are separated from Him.
所以耶稣基督在十字架上第一个要对付的乃是这一个破坏工作所造成的结果。
So Christ on that cross, the very first thing He needed to do was to restore this broken relationship.
他要对付罪。
He needed to deal with sin.
消极地除去这个罪所带给人的咒诅。
And end the judgment of sin on people.
之后人在神的跟前要有一个对，站在一个对的地位。
And allow people, now allow men to stand upon the right position.
使得人与神之间那个因着罪所破坏的关系能够重新恢复过来。
And so to now have a restored relationship between men and God.
所以在哥罗西书一章里面讲到说，所以神因着耶稣基督的血使得我们能够与他成就和平，或者成就和睦。
And so now in Colossians 1:20, we see that through him, he has reconciled all things to him so that we can have peace through his blood.
我们原本是与神为仇为敌。
Previously, we were enemies and rebellious against God.
神虽爱我们，可是在他公义中，他不能放过罪。
He loves us, but because of his righteousness, he cannot let sin go.
这是一个在神在跟前是他的一个为难。
This is his difficulty.
可是当耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上的时候，
But when Jesus died for us on the cross,
神的公义和他的爱在那边相遇，
God's righteousness and his love came together,
使得我们能够与神的关系因着耶稣基督的死，因着他的血能够得以恢复。
And so now we can be restored through his death and through his blood.
所以我们有一个对的地位，所以我们与神的关系恢复了。
And so now we have this right position and we have a right relationship with God.
而神所要的乃是我们借着基督的血成功的救赎能够与他亲近。
And so now through his redemptive work and his blood, we can draw near to him.
以弗所书第二章里面讲的说，我们乃是借着耶稣的血得以与神亲近。
In Ephesians 2, it says that now through the blood of Christ, we who were formerly far off have been brought near.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我常常觉得好像我们基督徒的生活好像走路是走到一半。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes I feel like the walk of a Christian, we only go halfway.
有时候有的基督徒觉得说，哎，我只要罪得赦免就可以。
Or some Christians feel like, oh, now that my sins are forgiven, it's good enough.
或者我在神的跟前得着一个对的地位就可以了。
Or now that I have this right position before God is good enough.
哎，神看我对我就好了，我可以离他远远。
God can see me, but I can still have this distance from Him.
可是我们却不知道神的心意，这个罪除罪。不过是把我们中间这一个拦阻隔去。
But God's desire is not only for sin, this block of sin to be taken away.
而神所要的乃是我们能够借着耶稣基督所成功的救赎，我们能够与他相亲。
But God, through the redemptive work on the cross, He wants to bring us near to Him.
我不知道在我们的生活里面，我们有多少时候你是凭着耶稣基督的宝血就来到神的跟前。
How many times in our daily life do we come near to God through His blood?
我们愿意来到这一位爱到我们神的跟前。
And that we are willing to come before the God who loves us.
我们愿意借着我们的一切的属灵的活动是把我们带到神的跟前。
And so we are willing for all of our spiritual pursuits to come before Him.
神要我们借着耶稣基督的血来与他相亲。
God wants us to draw near Him, near to Him through the precious blood of Christ.
第四方面是买赎。
The fourth aspect is redemption.
不仅我们能够借着耶稣基督的血与神相亲。
Not only can we now draw close to God through His blood.
弟兄姊妹，我们可知道我们是被耶稣基督的血买回来、赎回来的人吗？
But do you also know that you have been purchased and redeemed through His blood?
在启示录第五章
In Revelation chapter 5,
里面讲到说我们是因着基督的血买回来，被买回来归给神。
It says that you were purchased through His blood to come back to the Lord.
在彼得前书第一章十八节里面讲到说我们是被赎回来。
In 1 Peter, it says that you were redeemed back.
所以我们看见血，一方面是讲到买，一方面是讲到赎。
So first we see that we have been purchased. On the other hand, we see that we are redeemed.
买是讲到主权的转移。
And so when you talk about purchase, it means the transfer of ownership.
我这个表在原本是在店里面。
Originally, this watch was in the store.
可是我付了相当还可以的代价把它买了过来。
But I paid an okay price so that I could bring it home.
买了过来以后呢，这就是我的。
After I bought it, it's mine.
这个原本这个表的主权就从属于那个店的，现在是属于我的。
And so the ownership originally belonged to the store, but now it belongs to me.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督在十字架上付了重大的代价，把他生命舍了。他把我们买赎回来，使我们能够归给神。我们现在是属于神的人。
The Lord Jesus paid a very heavy price, so that originally we did not belong to Him, but now we have been purchased through His blood to belong to Him.
血不仅仅是解决我的问题，而并且在我身上有一个主权的转移。
Not only does it solve the problem of myself or my sin, but now there is a transfer of ownership.
第二个讲到血在我身上有一个赎回的功用。
Secondly, the blood also says that it of a redemptive work.
这个赎啊，常常是讲到一个失去的东西，我们把它挽回来。
When we talk about redeeming, it means that something has been lost.
我们原本在神的跟前，我们因着罪的玷污，使得我们失去了我们人的价值。
Because of sin, now we have lost the value of who we were created to be.
我们也失去了服侍神在神面前的功用。
And we have lost our function before God.
可是耶稣基督所成功的救赎，他使得我们不仅我们在神的跟前主权一个转移。
But because of his redemptive work, not only have this ownership been transferred.
并且他把我们所失去的帮我们赎回来。
But everything that has been lost has now been redeemed.
不仅如此，他在我们身上还加添。
And he also adds more grace.
在以弗所书里面讲说，他赐在耶稣基督里面赐下各样属灵的福分。
In Ephesians it says that he gives us even more abundant spiritual blessings.
使得我们原本与神隔离，与神对立。
Because originally we were separated from him.
我们原本在神的跟前没有价值、失丧的人。
We were lost and we had no value in this world.
因着耶稣基督的血，使得我们能够。在神的跟前成为一个有用能够服侍他的人。
But now through his blood, we are now a useful person.
血在我们身上是买，血在我们身上也是赎。
So the blood upon us means that we have been purchased and redeemed.
在旧约里面，这个以色列人他们从为奴之家埃及地出去的时候。
In the Old Testament, when the Israelites left Egypt,
之前神差遣摩西对法老说
Previously, God sent Moses to speak to Pharaoh and say
他说你要让我的百姓离开使得他们能够来侍奉我
You must allow my people go so that they can come and serve me
所以弟兄姊妹当我们从捆绑中得释放的时候实际上我们在主的跟前是有一主的救恩在我们身上是有个目的
And so when God through his blood when he purchased us it was for a particular purpose
他要我们在他跟前做一个侍奉他的人。
So that we can be one who serves him.
当这个以色列人他们从埃及地浩浩荡荡出去的时候。
And so when the Israelites left Egypt,
神并没有叫他们空手而去。
God did not allow them to leave empty-handed.
在神借着当时感动当时的埃及人在他丰丰富的在各方面为他预备。
So God moved the hearts of the Egyptians so that they could provide abundantly for the Israelites.
使得这些以色列人他们出去的时候他们是带着神的丰富在旷野里面能够成为侍奉神的百姓
And so the Israelites when they left Egypt they had a great abundance so that they could serve God in the wilderness
亲爱的弟兄姊妹这在你在我身上就是这个蒙恩的故事
This is the story of your salvation and mine
当我们从仇敌撒旦的权势之下被释放出来的时候
As we were set free from the dominion of the enemy
神借着耶稣基督的宝血赎回我们的价值恢复我们的功用
When the Lord Jesus purchased back our value and restored our function
赐给我们各样属灵祝福使得我们每一个人在他面前能够来侍奉他
And he has given us all the spiritual blessings in heaven so that we can be useful and serve him
最后一个点
And so lastly
基督的血能够洗去我们良心的亏欠
The precious blood of our Lord Jesus can clean our conscience
并且能够胜过仇敌一切的控告
and overcome all the accusation of the enemy
我们基督徒因着基督的恩典他的救赎我们能够活在神的恩典之中
through the grace and salvation of our Lord now we can live under this grace
可是在我们基督徒生活在我们的侍奉里面我们仍然常常软弱
But oftentimes in our daily life and in our service, we are weak.
虽然我们心里面对罪啊，有一个厌恶的感觉，可是我们很多时候也容易受试探，我们也容易会犯罪。
Even though now we are cleansed from that of the burden of sin, yet we are still tempted.
可是我们感谢主为了他全备的救恩。
But we thank the Lord for His complete salvation.
在我们有时候在我们自己失败软弱的里面。
In our weakness and failures.
我们一个在良心里面会有一些的责备。
Oftentimes our conscience will accuse us.
我们知道。我们的良心在神的跟前因着基督的血已经得以洗净。
We know that our conscience through the blood of Christ it has been cleansed.
良心在我们里面是一个官能，是一种官能。
Our conscience has a particular function inside of us.
这个官能呢让我们能够分辨什么是对什么是错，有时候也给我们一些的那个警告。
And so this function tells us what is right, what is wrong, and it also instructs us.
甚至在没信主的人里面，我们也都觉得说，哎，我这个人是要靠良心行事。
Even those who are not Christians, they say, I live according to my conscience.
可是人在没有信主之前，这个良心是没有得着洁净的，是里面是昏暗的。
But before believing in the Lord, this conscience is darkened.
好像一个窗子向着神的旨意，隐隐约约看得见，可是却看不清楚。
But it's as if this window that is facing towards the will of God is very dirty and blurry.
里面有一点点是非的感觉，却不是很明确。
Yes, you may have some sensation in your conscience, but it's not very clear.
可是当基督徒当信主了之后，我们的良心是得着基督的宝血得以洁净。
But as a Christian, once you believe in the Lord and you are cleansed underneath the blood of Christ,
使得我们里面这个窗户好像向着神这个窗户，开始清楚了，干净了，我们能够看见神所要的。
This window that is facing towards God is now becoming clearer and clearer as it is cleansed by Him.
因着这样子呢，所以我们好像里面会有一些的是非，我们会有一些的判断，什么是讨神喜悦的，什么是不讨神喜悦。
And so now we realize that we have some sort of a judgment that we see, oh, these are things that are pleasing to God, while these things are not.
有时候我们基督徒在行走的时候，我们失败软弱，甚至我们也许犯罪跌倒。
And so even as a Christian, yes, you may fail, and there are times when you may sin as well.
在我们的有的时候我们的良心里面就有向着神有亏欠。
And your conscience will start to condemn you, or you will feel regret.
在我们里面甚至有些的定罪责备。
And there's the sense of condemnation in your heart.
在弟兄姊妹，我想这个感觉是非常非常好的。
Brothers and sisters, these are good feelings.
我们如果良心里面责备，我们必须要来到神的跟前。
If your conscience accuses you, yes, you need to come before God.
可是我们来到神跟前，我们里面应该有一个对的认识。
But as you come before God, you need to have a correct understanding.
不是我们要把我们自己改得更好。
Not that you need to change yourself to become better.
不是说，哎，我这边失败了，我要这个把要 right my wrong.
Or now that because I have made this mistake, now I need to right my wrong.
而是我们来到神的跟前，这个根基乃是耶稣基督成功的救赎。
But the basis and foundation of you coming before God is on the redemptive work of Christ.
凭着信心，我们知道，如果我们向神认罪。
Through faith, you confess before the Lord.
我们支取这个血的功效。
And we claim the effective work of the blood.
在神那边，他已经赦免我们。
That on God's side, He has already forgiven us.
我们在那边的罪案所留下任何的痕迹都被抹去了。
And all the record of our sins has already been cleansed away.
因着这样，所以我们良心里面应该没有亏欠。
Through that, we should have no shortcoming in our conscience.
因着这样，我们良心里面的亏欠就要被洒去。
Through that, our conscience should no longer condemn us.
另外一方面，当我们软弱的时候，这个是留给仇敌撒旦一个控告我们的机会。
On the other hand, when we are weak, it does give the enemy an opportunity to accuse us.
我们知道，撒旦是一直是基督徒的控告者。
Satan is the constant accuser of the saints.
只要我们一软弱了，他就抓住把柄。
As soon as you are weak, he has grabbed a hold of you.
你不配来到神的跟前。
You are not worthy to come before God.
看看你这个样子，像基督徒吗
？Look at you. Are you a Christian?
你还能服侍吗
？Can you serve?
我想我们向着神一个敬畏的心是好的。
As we have a very respectful heart before God, it is good.
可是如果我们落在定罪，我们落在控告之下，
But if you fall under accusation,
我们很多时候我们就会消极，我们会退后。
Oftentimes we lose hope and we backtrack.
可是我们感谢主，因为耶稣基督的宝血是我们来到跟神的跟前，我们与他亲近，我们侍奉的根基。
But we thank the Lord that through His blood it is our foundation for drawing close to Him and serving Him.
也许我们属灵的光景有起起伏伏。
Perhaps there are ups and downs in our spiritual condition.
有的时候我们走着走着，有时候偏一下、倒一下、软一下、弱一下。
Sometimes as we walk, yes, we may stray to the right or the left. We may fall down.
可是我们感谢主，因为耶稣基督成功的救赎是已经成，是一个成就的事实。
We thank the Lord that the blood and His redemptive work is an accomplished fact.
好，让我们每一次来到神跟前的时候，这在我们里面是一个确据，是一个把握，是一个不改变的事实。
So every time we come before Him, what He has done is our assurance. It is our conviction. It is something that never changes.
所以盼望在这个耶稣基督宝血，他在神跟前满足神，并且借着他所成功的救赎带给我们恩典的这个点上面。
And so through the grace that He has accomplished through His blood.
让我们能够在主的跟前有一个更多的认识跟领会。
It allows us to have a better understanding.
让我们知道我们的罪是因着耶稣的血，他的死得着的赦免。
And that our sins have now been cleansed through His blood.
并且因着他的血，我们在神的跟前认罪，使得我们在一边的罪，在神的跟前的罪债完全被洗净。
And so now our sins through His blood have been entirely cleansed away.
并且我们因着基督的血，我们在神的跟前得着一个对的地位。
And so now through His blood also we have a right position.
使得我们能够与神和好，使得我们能够与神亲近。
So that we can be reconciled to Him and that we can draw near to Him.
并且因着基督的血，使得我们能够成为一个侍奉神的人。
And now through His blood we can become one who serves Him.
并且我们的良心得以洗净，仇敌的控告也止息。
And now our conscience is also cleansed, and the accusation of the enemy can no longer stand.
而这一些在我们身上，我们活在宝血之下生活，乃是第一个就是要有信心。
And so as we live underneath the blood, we need to first have faith.
而什么叫信心呢？
What does it mean to have faith?
信心就是让我们能够看见，在灵里面看见主所成就的。
To have faith means that in your spirit, you see what God has already done.
就好像那个基督徒讲说，我们所信的乃是 done.
Just like what that Christian says, what we believe in is what has already been done.
我们在灵里面要看见主所已经成就的。
In our spirit and in our heart, we need to see what God has already accomplished.
那我们这边的反应就是我相信，我接受。
And so our reaction must be that we believe and we accept.
什么时候我们里面有定罪，什么时候仇敌控告。
So every time we feel guilty, or every time the enemy accuses you,
我们愿意凭着血来到神的跟前。
You are willing through the blood to come before God.
求主的赦免，我们也知道主已经赦免。
Ask for His forgiveness and know that He has already forgiven you.
好，让我们在主的跟前的生活是自由的，是喜乐。
So that the life we live before Him can be one of freedom and be one of joy.
并且我们活在血之下的生活，我想对血的功效的支取是天天的、时时的。
And so the benefit that we get from the effectiveness of the blood is daily. It is moment by moment.
不仅在我们刚刚得救的时候，我们感谢主向着我们的爱，我们谢谢他为在十字架上我们成功的救恩。
It is not only that we thank Him for His love and for salvation, just as we were saved.
我们承认我们是一个罪人，我们凭着我们自己软弱，我们没有办法做这一切。
We acknowledge that we are sinners and that we are weak and that we can do nothing.
在我们基督徒每日的生活里面，我们更在主的跟前应该有这样子的认识。
But this is an understanding that we must have every single day of our lives.
容许我这么说，不是我们的爱主，不是我们的热心，不是我们的服事，使得我们能够来到神的跟前。
Allow me to say that it is not just because we love the Lord that we are fervent for Him and that we want to serve Him, so therefore we come before Him.
这是我们为主做的。
That we do something as we come before Him.
我们来到神的跟前的根基乃是他为我们做的。
But the foundation of how we can draw near to the Lord is what He has already done for us.
不论我们在主的跟前我们是什么样的光景，我们知道他为我们做的已经做成了。
No matter what our condition is before God, it is not that what we have done, but what He has already accomplished.
而我的热心，我的爱主，我的服事，是就着他为我所做的所有的反应所结出的果子。
My fervor, my love, and my zealousness in working and serving Him is not because of what I have done, but because of what He has already accomplished, so that I can respond.
如果我在里面 在我的生活里面，在我的侍奉当中有得罪神、得罪人。
So in my life and in my service, if I sin against men or God,
我们应该在主的跟前就着那一个点，我们要支取宝血的功效。
On that particular point, we need to claim the precious blood of Christ.
有时候我觉得我有时候我听从那个年长弟兄的建议而已，提到说，基督徒，我们应该常常晚上睡觉之前，就着这一天的生活，我们在主的跟前有一个亲近，有一个认罪。
I have often heard of older brothers tell me that at the end of the day, before we go to bed, we need to have a time where we quiet ourselves before the Lord and also repent.
有时候我来到主的跟前说，哎呦，明明知道好像这一天里面有得罪主的地方，可是我好像朦朦懂懂的想不太起来。
And so sometimes at the end of the day when I pray, I think there must be something that I've done to displease the Lord, but no matter what I think, I can't really remember anything.
有时候就含含糊糊的说，啊，主啊，我今天不得罪你的地方，你就用你的宝血赦免我。
And so just in general, I say, Lord, whatever I've done to sin against you, please cover it with your blood.
可是我们感谢主，他的血是洗净我们每一个罪。
But we thank him that he indeed has cleansed us of every single sin.
我们什么时候得罪主的时候得罪，我们就应该把心转向他，我们就在那个点上面，我们求主用他的血来洁净。
Every time we sin, as soon as we turn our hearts towards him, he can clean us from that particular sin.
我们知道主来的日子快近了。
We know that the day of the Lord is near.
在启示录里面提到说，我们这一班买赎回来归他的人，我们的衣裳要被他的血洗得洁白。
In Revelation it says that our clothes are, must be cleaned so that it's white.
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们在主的跟前有一个激励跟提醒。
So may we have this mutual encouragement and reminder for every one of us.
让我们能够看见主宝血的功效。
So that we can see the efficacy of the blood.
并且能够常常应用主宝血的功效在我的生活的里面。
And often claim that effectiveness in our daily lives.
当主在荣耀中显现的时候。
And so when the Lord appears in his glory.
当我们在他面前站立的时候。
And as we stand before him.
我们身上没有任何的罪迹。
There are no spots of sin on us.
让我们如同主的话语里面所说的，我们的衣裳都是被主洗的洁净。
So that we can say that our raiments and our clothes have all been cleansed by him.
感谢主他的宝血能够洗净。
We thank the Lord that His blood can indeed clean us.
可是却需要我们凭着信心来运用。
But we need to use it according to our faith.
用在我们每天的生活的里面。
And use it in our daily lives.
用在我们侍奉的当中。
And also use it in our service.
好不好？最后我们唱一首诗歌。
Lastly, shall we sing a hymn?
我们唱诗歌91首。
Hymn number 91. Lord, we prostrate ourselves to worship before you.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你在十字架上为我们成功的救赎。
We thank you for the redemptive work that you have accomplished on the cross.
使得我们这班原本与神为仇为敌的人。
So for us who were enemies.
我们原本是生在罪中、长在罪中的人。
We were born in sin and lived in sin.
主啊，我们的罪能够在你宝血的洗净之下能够得以赦免。
But now our sins are forgiven through your blood.
并且神也不再纪念。
And now God no longer remembers.
并且我们能够成为侍奉神的人。
And so now that we can become one who serves God.
主啊，我们来到，因着你来到父神跟前的时候。
And through you as we come before the Father.
主啊，让我们的心能够常常因着你所做成的工作献上感谢。
Allow our hearts oftentimes through what you have done give you thanks.
主啊，在我们的生活里面，就在我们的软弱当中，我们也能够常常支取宝血洗净的功效。
In our daily lives, as well as in our weaknesses, that we can often claim the effective work of the blood.
主啊，我们谢谢你顾念我们的软弱。
Thank you for often remembering our weaknesses.
主啊，我们谢谢你工作的完全。
Thank you for the complete work.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你要用宝血洗净我们，使我们衣裳洁白。
Thank you through your blood that you cleanse our clothes so that we are completely white.
好让我们能够在神的跟前能够坦然无惧。
So that we can come boldly before God.
主我们为着你宝贵的话语我们献上感谢。
For your precious words, Lord, we give you thanks.
主我们求你再借你的圣灵常常在我们心里面做光照做解释的工作。
Again, through your Holy Spirit, may you constantly reveal more of yourself and explain yourself to us.
也带领我们进入到这个真理所带给我们的祝福与实际当中。
And allow us to enter into the reality and blessing of this, of the truth.
我们将感谢赞美敬拜都来归给你。
We thank you and praise you and give you all worship.
奉耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.